Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Why, you? Don't you dare hit me in the head. You know I'm not normal. You know what? Do we have a treat for you today?
Oh, we do.
On the Mike O'Mara Show. When we pre-called him, was he doing the shtick?
I believe so.
Rob Spiewak brings me a lot of guests on the Mike O'Mara Show, and none more exciting than this fella.
Big guy.
For you Three Stooges fans that are out there in Three Stooges land, Curly Howard, my favorite Stooge. Who didn't love
Everybody's
Curly?
Favorite Stooge.
Everybody's favorite, all right? You can make arguments about Joe Besser.
Joe Derita?
Joe Curly, no. There is no argument to be made about Curly Joe Derita.
I would argue that he's the worst.
Yeah. Joe Besser at least had the, don't hurt me!
He was
thing.
A dick, though.
But Shemp, I used to have arguments because I was kind of a Shemp fan after Curly passed
brought
away.
It. He brought it to the table.
Anyway, I digress. Rob says, would you be interested in speaking with Curly's grandson? And I believe I answered your question with a question, which was, would I? What can you tell me about Curly's grandson?
Curly's grandson, I happened upon on Facebook. His Facebook name is Curly's grandson.
Okay.
And I friended him.
Oh, here it is. It's the website's thegrandstooges.com.
That's what led me to the Grand Stooges website. And so I friended him on Facebook and sent him a message. And
is he a Howard?
He is not a Howard. His name is Brad Server, and we have him on the line now. Hi, Brad.
Well, hey, fellas. Just hold on a second. I'm finishing up in the shower.
Oh, that sounds just...
See. Oh, okay, boys, I'm ready.
Wow. That really is good. That's like, you know, I mean, so many people over the years have done Curly, but I mean, you have it. You have the gene. You've got the ability.
I'm not doing Curly. I'm just doing me.
Wow. In the shower, which is fascinating. Hey, you know, it's great to talk to you. Let me see, Brad. It's nice to have you on the Mike O'Mara Show. And that is, I'm being honest with you. This is what I do. I do vocal impressions, and I'm listening to you.
You got the pitch, right?
You got the pitch. And Rob says that Curly's got a grandson. Would you like to talk to him? I said, of course. But the fact is, you didn't know, as I'm reading your information here, you didn't know you were Curly's grandson until well into your life. Tell us that story. How did you find out? How did the whole thing go down where you found out that you were actually Curly's grandson?
Right. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting story. First, thank you for having me on the show.
Good to have you on there. And by the way, when you can I just let me interrupt you a second, Brad. When you go on other radio shows, you start like that. If you start with that shtick, you're going to be beloved.
Solid gold.
That's for people like me, for DJs that remember the Three Stooges, that will always be a big win. So that's just a little insight. But I interrupt you. Go ahead. Tell your story.
But any other shows I've ever been on, I've already forgotten about. This is the only show I care about right now.
Oh,
you're that's the number really one.
Nice. Very wise.
Number one. Hey, look, mittens.
Yeah. So how we found out. So growing up, we're watching the Stooges just like every other kids, and coming home after school and rushing home and getting right to it. And then I think I was about 8, and my brother was 12, and my brother had just gone to his first Broadway show, Fiddler on the Roof, with my grandmother.
That was my first Broadway show.
There you go.
There
great
you go.
Show, uh-huh. Great cast.
Right.
And he was just so impressed after watching the show. He said, I want to be an actor. And so on the ride home, he kept going on and on about wanting to be an actor when he grew up. And my grandmother just casually said, oh, by the way, your original grandfather was an actor. He was Curly from the Three Stooges.
Just as an aside.
Oi, Mary, it's Shmia. What the heck is that?
Wow. So, your original grandfather?
Yes.
And what did she mean?
My mother's father. So, because my grandmother had remarried. So,
I got
anyway,
it.
So, So he just basically sinks in his chair, doesn't say a word on the rest of the way home, rushes home to tell me, and then, you know, we're basically both in shock because our lifetime heroes at that time and our number one stooge was Curly, and now to find out that he's our kin and our grandfather was pretty amazing, but it was also a lot to kind of swallow as a kid. You're like, what the heck is this?
Was there trauma? Brad, was there trauma involved? Because, I mean, I'm trying to get inside of your head and what that must have been like. Because, I mean, at a certain point, and obviously you've embraced it, and it became kind of a cool thing after a while. But I would imagine there would be a little bit of traumatic shock type of...
the fact that you didn't, was it withheld from you?
Especially since you were a fan and you were watching him. That had to be, it's like, hey, Grandma, why didn't you, why didn't you lay that fact on us,
Yeah, I mean, if you were to capture my kind of whole life to this point, if I was to write a book, it'd be called Forbidden Right. So there was a lot of things that were held back. There was a lot of things that I couldn't say, and basically how the reason that I believe it went down, or what I've been told to this point, is because my grandmother had remarried. We grew up with a new grandfather, and he was an amazing man. His name was Moses, or Mo as well, so now we had another Mo in the picture.
So you had Curly and Mo as grandparents. That's
exactly
pretty great.
So, he was a great man, and because my mother was 14 when Curly died, and she was young, her relationship with her father really was with this new man, Mo.
Okay.
So as we came into the picture, that's really where the focus was led, And out of respect for my new grandfather, I believe they just knew that even though this was a wonderful man, he wasn't going to be Curly Howard.
I will tell you something. We've had experience with that. You've heard people talk about it. It seems to me, the more I hear stories like this, that ultimately I just think the policy should be with kids in adoption, and that type of stuff should be, when it's possible, full disclosure. Because obviously, I can even hear you now after all these years that there was a little, that's a little disappointing and hurtful when this all went down. But at least the story sounds like it's a happy ending because you embrace the fact that you're Curly's grandson, and I think it's the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Oh, I'm the luckiest guy in the world. Not only to have a beautiful family, I have a gorgeous wife and a gorgeous daughter, but to have Curly Howard as your grandfather. I mean, he's probably the most liked person in the world. I mean, I don't know anyone that doesn't love the man.
And, I agree.
To call him my family is just, it's an honor, and I'm basically now I'm here to pay back to the fans and allow myself to, kind of be the ambassador to him and talk to you guys and your fans and smack you around. I wish I could have been there in person.
Let me ask you about Curly and the popularity. I'm 58 years old. I grew up watching the Stooges shorts on television. Where is the popularity level now? Still, I mean, certainly everybody in my generation and nostalgia freaks like Rob, love the Stooges. Are they still, is the popularity still hanging in there for the Three Stooges? Well,
You know what it is? Just like you, I was born in 1965, so we're kind of in the same...
Yeah, you're a little older than I am. Yeah.
Baby boomer, kind of right on the cusp era. But I think what the beauty of the Stooges is when you become a Stooge fan or when you watch the Stooges and you're a fan, you're basically a fan for life. I don't think you watch the Stooges and then all of a sudden just, I don't like them anymore. You move on to something else. So really, when I go to Stooge fan events, These amazing people are so endeared by them and love them so much. And no, the Stooge Nation is alive and well. And
That's
I think
awesome.
That you got people still watching all the videos. And really, something that kind of brought it to the forefront in the new era was the 2012 Farrelly movie that I never thought the Stooges were going to be on the big screen in my lifetime. And I think the beauty of what that did is it allowed teenagers, people that maybe weren't exposed to slapstick and the Stooges to actually get a little taste of it. And if they went home and said, hey, I want to watch the original Stooges, and they started getting into that, well, then it served its purpose. And I think the boys
up there,
looking down 50 years later would be nothing but impressed by the work.
One thing that is so great about slapstick comedy, and it goes back to the days of silent pictures, it's international. it's funny in any language. You don't need, you know, clever dialogue to know that it's funny when someone's getting a safe dropped on them. That's funny. So, you know, they will, in that way, they will live on in perpetuity worldwide. My question for you, Brad, do you have a favorite short for your dad, your grandfather's performance? A favorite episode of the Stooges?
I think Disorder in the Court. I believe the scene with the bailiff and the judge and the...
The swearing in, the swearing in with the derby. Yeah.
Hey, Brad, I'm gonna test. I'm gonna test your knowledge right now. I'm going to start a song, and I want you to give me the end of the lyric. And it's a litmus test for all Stooges fans.
Right.
And it's something, by the way, I am capable of doing, and I believe you should be capable of doing. So, thank you, Rob. And are you ready for your test?
Well, the difference is you're a fan and I'm family, so I may not have the answer.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I like that, Burn. Brad. But here we go. I'm going to try it on you. Ready? Are you ready for me?
I'm ready.
Okay. Here we go. B A Bay. Take it from there.
B A Bay. B A B. B A Biki Ba. B O Bo Biki Ba Bo. B O Bo Biki Ba Bo Bo.
Almost perfect. Now you know.
His actual.
I do a rendition. I do a 2017 rendition that's like a punk version.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask you about
that.
You're friends with Steven Adler from Guns N' Roses, right?
Absolutely. What a great story that is. When I first moved to the San Fernando Valley in 1982, I had moved from San Diego. My dad had passed. I had no friends. I rented a drum set. I didn't know what I was doing, but I was playing along the radio. I get a knock on my door. This kid shows up with long blonde hair. Says, hey, my name's Steve. I live down the street. Can I come check you out? And he's all, oh, your set's all this. And he hadn't even been in a band yet, but he's like, yeah, I play. So we became really good friends. And actually, at the time, he was living down the street in a park because his mom had kicked him out. And so I told my mom about this friend that I just met. And so he came and lived with us. He stayed with us. He had his own room. And I had the drum set up, so basically while my mom was at work and I was going to school, he was practicing on the drum set, and he just kept saying, I'm going to be a rock and roll drummer, and he'd get a job, he'd get fired, he'd buy a piece of drum equipment, same thing went on, like, until he got 12 pieces, he must have had 12 jobs.
Oh, wow. What a cool story.
Steven, you got to apply yourself. My mother's like, Steven, you got to apply yourself. You can't be buying drums. You need to save your money. I'm going to be a rock and roll drummer. I want to be a rock and roll drummer.
Oh, so that is so cool.
To hurry this thing along, basically, he says, hey, Brad, I'm moving out. I got some guys I'm playing with. I'm moving to Hollywood. And then the next thing you know, my buddy and I that also live down the street, we go to the Troubadour, and, you know, we see rats headlining. You see, like, Cinderella. And then at the bottom of the screen, it says Guns N' Roses was the opening act. Well, my buddy that came from living in the park that had nothing, that said he was going to be a rock and roll drummer, became Steven Adler, the biggest drummer in rock and roll history, as far as that band and that album, Appetite for Destruction, still one of the top ever.
So that's awesome.
It's a great inspiration for all the listeners and anybody that says, I want to do something. I want to be something. I've seen it full fold. It's definitely going to happen. So
Guns N' Roses,
go after it.
They had a great reputation as being a party band, and I know your grandfather used to go out and tear it up. Do you think Curly could have hung with the Guns N' Roses?
Oh, absolutely. I know I tear those guys up. I mean, I was on the night train with those guys. I mean, that's part of being blessed with the Howard bloodline is party animal. I mean, I love to party, and I love to get the reaction from people, especially after I have a couple, 3-6 beers. I'm unstoppable. So I think Curly would have taken them.
So when you're like waiting in line at like the Department of Motor Vehicles, or you're setting the table for a company coming over, do you just hum to yourself like Curly does? Do you just do that occasionally?
Yeah, I just go on. You want to go on cranberry? I'll just do the stuffing this year.
Good job, Brad. Hey, listen, the website is thegrandstooges.com, and what a fun conversation. This was very, very cool, and we'll let you go. But
make sure you check out his video. You can go onto YouTube and just and search Curly's grandson. For Curly's 113th birthday, he took 113 pies in the face. And although you are not as rotund as your
grandfather, Rob's excited about you, Brad. Rob is really, really excited about this.
You bear a striking resemblance to your grandpa.
You guys are great, and his 114th is coming up on October 22nd. So I'd love all the listeners, Facebook me, and let's, what should I do for 114? I mean, I got to do 114 of something.
Well, don't let him hit you in the head, because you know I'm not normal.
Me? You're Abby normal. You're Abby something.
Yeah. Thank you, Brad. Thanks for coming on the show.
All right, guys. Thank you. Have a great day.
There he goes.
Thank you so much.
That gentleman's name is Brad Server, and he's Curly's grandson. And I'll be honest with you. Rob brought that to me. I'm like, I'm going to talk. What are we going to ask this guy about?
Fun,
and then he answers the phone going, I just totally fall in love with the guy.
If you were in a USA Today graph, you said yes. And then it decayed.
Yeah, it decayed, and like right before the show, you didn't get here, Oscar, obviously. And it was maximum, like me
maybe
going,
maybe cancel it.
What am I going to talk to this guy about? But technically, the BA Bay song, the vowels were not dead.
I think he got about as close as Curly would have in 1947.
B A Bay, B E B, B I Bicky Bye, B O Bo, Bicky Bye Bo, B U Boo, Bicky Bye Bo Boo. Give me any consonant.
N.
N A N A N E N E N I Nicky Di N O No Nicky Di No Ne.
He's family.
Don't you dare hit me in the head. You know I'm not normal.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Good afternoon, Chef. I'm the census taker.
Well, you got me at a busy time.
Oh, it'll only take a few moments. Now, where were you born?
Lake Winnipesaukee.
Lake Win... How do you spell that?
W-O... Woof. Make it Lake Erie. I got an uncle there.
What was your family decomposed of?
Well, I'll tell you. There was a litter of three. And I was the one they kept. Hey!
Why, you... Pardon me, stranger. I'm the census taker. Where were you born?
Lake Winnipesaukee.
Lake Winnipesaukee? How many in the family?
I was one of a litter of three.
No, don't tell me you're the one they kept.
No, I'm the one they threw away.
Oh!
Hey, what's the idea? I saw him first.
Oh, you did?
Give me my 4 cents.
Would you take five?
Oh, a bonus, sure.
Yeah, okay, well, Lake Winnipesaukee, huh?
Oh!
One of a litter of three, huh?
Oh! Oh!
A three-litter man, eh?
Oh! Oh, thanks. I never would have got out without you.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Hey, we're live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. On air, on demand, heard 24/7 on the brand new app, which we are tweaking and improving
every moment.
Single day.
Tune in Tokyo.
You can always learn new things in the
tuning.
No.
Yeah,
okay. He knows not of which he speaks.
I know he doesn't. We do.
Yes, we do.
God, we know a lot of stuff.
Excuse me.
It's useless, but we know it.
Can I scrub it out somehow?
Yeah. You can reach us maybe at 888-920-MORE. So that's Curly's. Charlie is Curly.
How dare you call my show?
Nothing's original. I based Charlie on, hey, how are you?
Yeah.
It's kind of a Curly character.
And grown-up Charlie is Curly after the stroke.
Help me, Mo.
888-928. Right after we finish filming, brother.
6673. That's right. They finished the shot.
They did.
Curly had a freaking stroke, and they put him in a chair and finished the
short. Halfwit Holiday, 1947. That's why he's not in the pie fight.
Film was expensive.
Harry Cohn didn't like to waste film.
Mike O'Mara Show on now, brought to you by That's It, people. Are you looking for a healthy snack? The answer is That's It. That's It started with fruit bars, but now these veggie bars help you get your proper veggies in. And a lot of people, you know, have trouble with regular vegetables, so this is a great way to get your vegetable content. Let me tell you how amazing these bars are. They're gluten-free, they're kosher, vegan, and they're raw diet friendly. 4 grams of veggie protein in every bar, and zero fat, zero Z. Bagel, not, and I don't mean bagel, I mean bagel like the zero.
Right.
Because a bagel wouldn't be
nil
gluten.
Nil.
Every age, diet, and lifestyle can enjoy That's It. They're convenient. They're easy to take with you because they're a bar you can eat. And they're perfect for a grab-and-go breakfast, after school, after the gym, Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite is the black bean and carrot. Fantastic. With the big, bold flavor, getting your veggies never tasted so good. We love the That's It products. They're
all
wonderful. That's It is offering our listeners an amazing deal. Listen to this. Go to thatsitfruit.com and enter the code TMOS at checkout to save 10% off your order. Do what we did. Try these new That's It veggie bars. You will love them.
They're awesome.
Again, go to thatsitfruit.com. Enter the code TMOS at checkout to save 10% off your order. Your taste buds and your body will thank you. That's It.
You know, if they had been around in the 40s, we might still have Curly Howard.
I know. I know.
Balanced diet.
Yeah.
Got an update from South Florida that... the Florida Power and Light crews were spotted in the neighborhood at 3 a.m.
Were they looting?
I don't know. I don't know, but that might be.
That's a 24-hour operation.
There are people from all over the United States, and I said this yesterday, that are busting their ass.
Yep,
and
don't
forget about the people down there. Don't forget about the people where like 90% of the homes were damaged down in the Keys, and don't forget about the people that are still underwater in Texas. And I have more of a sense of how the news hits and then goes away, and I just keep the people of Florida and the people of Texas in your mind.
I was actually thinking about yesterday when I was seeing the headlines coming out of Florida, and I wondered that since you live in a senior community, if maybe you'd
be live in a senior community. I mean, there are lots
it's
of
a
seniors
65
there.
And over.
Yes,
it is not a 65 and over. I have a kid there, for Christ's sake.
Well, you don't tell them
and
about
it. And that's against the association rules, if
it is
honest.
Not against.
Well, he just pays a fee.
It's frowned upon.
I have there are other children. It is not frowned upon. God damn it.
Thousands of playgrounds
never invited.
In there?
You're never invited to my home again.
There's no playgrounds there.
Yeah,
lots of.
I wish we did. I wish we
there's
did.
There's no lots, baby pool.
Lots of parking spots. With blue
he goes
logos.
Into the regular pool and nobody gives him a dirty look. Well, a couple people do.
Did you tell people this is Peter Dinklage's dad?
That's a little person joke. That
it
you
is.
Made there.
It is, and it was. I thought it was kind.
No, I mean it is what
good
it
looking
is.
Good looking kid,
and you know I'm happy to hear that the trucks are in there. But and then my babysitter gave me an update. Said a tree fell on the grid. Well, the grid is bigger than a tree, so I don't know what's going on.
It was a big sequoia.
Apparently, one
maybe
big
it's a
tree.
Four-square court.
No, one big tree apparently fell on like maybe a power station or something like that. And that's
a transformer.
I don't
make
know.
A little more sense.
I think a transformer would be a easier fix than like if you landed on one of those distributions. I don't know anything about power.
I like now that you mentioned
other than
it,
the power I wield on this show.
So that, much power, by the way. Just quick sidebar: the eight interns showed up today.
Yeah,
got Dan O'Brien, got Rofo, and Diego.
We have two here.
And
Mac.
And Mac. And Mac. Where's Mac? Where's Mac?
They're sitting in the back room listening to the show.
Waiting without.
Come on in, boys.
Do you want to have intern roll call?
Yeah. Let's do attendance for interns.
They're on the delay.
Yeah. Come on in, boys.
I walked in. The one's on the couch. One's at a table. And they're like holding court. And I said, are you guys just listening to the show?
Yeah, I think
here?
I saw them walk out. I don't know what they're doing.
No, they're back there.
Maybe
they're back
sitting there. Maybe Diego went out to not buy screen cleaning wipes.
Oh, poor Diego. Yeah. Damn it.
They're not here, right? Oh, Mac's here. Where'd Diego go, Mac?
His backpack's still here.
His backpack's still here.
Hey, do you think you could roll your shirt sleeves up one more cuff?
No, that looks good. No, don't do that. He's messing with you. He's messing with you. Don't do it. And you were going to do it. You're a sweetheart.
You are a sweetheart.
How are you, Mac? How's everything going?
Good. I'm doing well.
That hair. Good Lord.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting it cut tomorrow.
God, what a head of hair he's got, huh?
So jealous.
As somebody, yeah, you don't have any hair left.
None.
You're as bald as you've ever been.
Yeah, I used a new Harry's blade today. It was marvelous.
Marvelous. I miss my Harry's, but I left my Harry's down in Florida. So how's everything going, Mac?
Everything's going very well.
Everything's good at the Micro Center?
Yes, everything's good at Micro Center, still having fun, doing my job, getting some money.
All right, very good. Yeah. I'm glad to see it. Good to see you.
Rofo, do you have anything to say to Mac before Mac
Rofo
leaves?
Rofo technically has moved on to his own world and doesn't see us as often.
Well, I actually live right by the Micro Center that Mac works at. So I drive by all the time, and Mac is right in the front window of the Micro Center.
Yeah.
And
What's he doing in the front window? Is he looking out?
I'll tell you what he was doing.
A little creepy.
No, not creepy at all. That's bad advertising on their part. but I drove by, and
corporate called Micro Center and said, "We really need to replace that mannequin."
Right. Mac was standing at the service desk, just texting away on his phone.
Oh!
No!
Yeah. You are busted.
That is bullshit.
Oh, oh my God.
You know, when you get hostile, it means that it's true.
That's true.
I mean, yes, I'm on my phone maybe once or twice. I mean, I'm on my phone very rarely.
Well,
so I don't,
once or twice a what?
Like a day.
That's a lie.
I mean, unless I'm at lunch, but I don't text
Do you take
people.
Lunch at
hey,
the yeah.
So, hold on. I got to tell a story about Rofo. Okay, so Rofo, you give the microphone back.
Thank you.
Hi, Diego. You come in, too. Come on in. Where were you? Were you in the bathroom? Bathroom break. Hi, Diego. Say hi.
Good morning.
Number one or number two?
Well, I'm delighted to have all these.
Just gone 5 minutes.
I love our interns. I do. It's so cool.
Did you wash your hands?
This is wonderful.
With the foamy one, yes.
With the foamy one, the foamy soap. Very good.
The one that's impossible to get down.
Oh yeah, we have a foaming dispenser with regular soap, so it's like it's like a test your strength contest.
Let me tell this story. So I'm in the studio. I forgot what time it was. 7:30, something like that. And the lady Felice next door that works for the Catholics.
You met her.
She comes over and she saw I left the door open to the outer office, and so she thought something might be going on. She checked up on us. She's looking out for
Catholics.
This operation.
Yes. Always taking care of business.
Really Felice, terrific.
They don't like closing doors. What's the story?
No, not really. By the way, you cut a wide swath. Everybody kind of knows you around here. The guys down at the Starbucks.
Yeah,
I don't want to digress. This is a funny story. So Felice comes in, and right about the same time, Rofo shows up too. And I'm having this wonderful conversation with these people that do research for the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Right across the hallway.
Deep dive into the Bible. They do.
No, they don't. That's not what it is.
You know what? Mike was talking for hours about Ruth.
No, they research all things about religion and the Catholic Church around the world.
Wow.
Numbers, demographics, statistics, that's the type of work they do. I found that out in my brief discussion with Felice.
You've been here for 5 years. I thought they did the Bible in there.
You know what? They are religious.
I thought it was fundraising.
Can I get this story out for Christ's sake?
You're a man of
Oops.
The people.
Sorry, Father. Anyway, I've lost track of the show. Hey, so I'm having this conversation with her. Rofo pops in and he sits down and he's like getting his work ready and he's doing what he does. And I'm chatting with her. And then at the end, we're wrapping it up. And at the end, I kind of say something. Can you say a little prayer to get the power back on down in Florida? And I say, you know, I guess I should just say all the people affected by hurricanes and make it a general prayer, except don't make it specific to me. And what was your line that you said?
I said, remember, prayer's not a grocery list.
Just
walk through. Is that a Rofo line?
Oh my God!
Prayer's not a grocery list. And
there's like a nun in our office.
Oh my God!
Mike was turning on the charm on the nun.
Misplaced.
By the way, that's
Georgetown. Not a nun.
It's Georgetown University, right?
Yes. They're affiliated with Georgetown University.
And either you have fathers, nuns, or just little old ladies walking around all day. I never knew what they did.
She could not have been, am I correct? She could not have been nicer.
Well, you did not waste any time telling her about your mission work in Haiti.
Yeah, well.
Oh, my God.
You're such a dick.
Damn.
You're such a dick.
Shameless.
Yeah, I am.
Do you have a rosary, sister?
I like to do about 10 Hail Marys to an Our Father. That's my ratio.
What was that grocery list thing again? That was prayers are not a grocery list.
That's right.
Prayers
Square is not a grocery
That's
list.
Right.
Yeah, which is a way of saying, and, like, for example, when an athlete performs well in a championship game, like as a Grand Slam or wins the Super Bowl, and they say, I want to thank God for me. Mm-hmm. I've always thought that's very, you're assuming that God is paying attention to you, and that's not the way.
Oh, when you're a little kid and you pray for Transformers, but you want the every
Precisely.
Transformer, right?
Precisely. Yeah.
If I make this putt, I will go to church every Sunday for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
but to be fair, if you want to talk about someone who knows grocery lists,
yes.
Rofo's your guy.
Yes, this is true. But it was just, prayers are not a grocery list. And you're like silent right up into that time. And then she turns to him and like, hey, how about this? Well, that's what impressed us. You know, he just pulls that out of his ass, out of absolutely nowhere.
I'm choosing my spots, Mike.
Last road call. Dan O'Brien is here also. Dan O'Brien, you've taken a lot of abuse, even though Dan O'Brien fans should be aware that he is prominently featured on the bonus show this week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's a fun one.
It's a very, very fun one.
Can we briefly, when we come back from break, find out why Rob Ford is driving by the Micro Center to see Mac outside storefront?
We'll do that. And also later on, when we come back, we'll do that. And then we will have the one, the only, Nikki Diamond to talk fantasy football. I don't even have the teams in front of me this week. We'll take a break. Come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
This Saturday morning at 7, it's Rob Radio, the only radio show that plays Perry Como, Pigmeat Markham, Hot Butter, and all of the other great records that have ever been made. 97.1 The Wave in Ocean City and 971thewave.com worldwide. Tune in for a special appearance by Scott Shannon. It will fascinate you.
Rob Spiewak.
Look at that reverb. You crank that reverb on that show?
Oh, I run a lot of reverb on that show.
What is Scott Shannon doing on you? Are you doing
I'll peel the curtain back. I run a jingle demo from 1985. He is the most Scott Shannon you've ever heard. He says, maybe you need a weather bit.
You know, cracks me up down whenever I listen to the right-wing talk show down in Florida where it's like, here's Sean Hannity.
Oh, that's right. He announces
He's booed
for
Sean Hannity, which is
well chosen.
Just wonderful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Question.
Yeah.
Here's a question. Do you understand every aspect of refinancing? I don't. It's a complicated process, and with your money on the line, the last thing you want to do is jump in without a total understanding. That's why you got to call Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone's office is right here in our building. They are good guys, and they will get the refi process moving fast and easy. They'll even advise you on whether or not to refinancing is right for you.
What are your options? Find out.
Exactly.
Yeah, they'll be the ones to tell you.
They're nice people. They helped Oscar out as well, and they can show you the best way.
My brother-in-law as well.
There it is.
Man.
Cornerstone. We love them, and they're down on the bottom now, right? They're on the
first floor.
First floor people.
Sweet.
Yes.
Probably shouldn't say the bottom.
No.
Anyway, sorry, Rofo's throwing me off. Cornerstone First Financial will guide you to your best financial plan, and you'll get there fast. Officially endorsed by Oscar Santana.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Not a grocery list, people.
The check cleared finally?
Sheer math.
Click there. Prayer, it's not grocery list. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial, making sure that you have the ability to explore every opportunity in the best and smartest way possible.
You sure didn't waste any time mentioning your missionary work, did you, Mike?
Well, we were talking about where the Catholic Church is, where we live. Well, boy, that was, you all right, Dan? You okay with that?
Yeah.
Don't worry, Dan. We're just doing a show.
That's okay. We appreciate your call.
Thanks for waiting.
Thanks,
Rob. We were talking about the religion around the world and the Catholic Church. I was talking about numbers.
Sure. Yeah.
I said, where are the growth areas of the Catholic Church? And then it got into a discussion about religion in third world countries. And I mentioned that I had experience with Haiti. You are an ass.
You know, you really can't get out of it once he says it.
No,
I pilgrimage every 10 years.
Mm, yeah, 10 years every decade. I had a kid.
I know you probably have a
kid. I had a kid.
We thought for a while that we thought for just a second that maybe that Michael William was conceived.
We thought he was Haitian.
In
half
Haiti.
Haitian, at least.
Half Haitian.
Remember the guy with the nice belt?
Yeah, that's right. Archibald.
Yeah. Nice pull.
Yeah.
Hey,
exactly.
How you doing? Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Let me help you with that car.
All right, anyway. Hey, happy birthday to my bride. I just want to share that with everybody.
Is she excited to finally be able to drink?
She's fantastic. To be 21 this weekend. It's going to be great.
And what's that? Do you know that listener's name that that got the hotel?
I do. I'll bring it up. Thank you.
I want to thank that guy publicly again because yesterday Oscar said,
Mike spared no expense.
I got a free hotel room that I gave Carla and her mom, and they're getting away on Saturday night. I'm watching the little guy, and then I got him a gift certificate at a restaurant. And so they're
were selfless enough to give away that hotel room, and now you have to be all by yourself.
With my little guy. Right. So we're going to be hanging out. We're going to have Daddy Day Sunday. it's going to be good. But thank you. Thank you. I'd like to say this name. This is the name.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Ginka.
Yes.
Thank you very much for that. I will be speaking with you personally. And Hari Mohan Ginka. Thank you very much.
No kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
I ran into him.
What?
No, I ran into him at Costco this week.
Great guy. He's
fantastic. He was actually listening to Cake and Cookies.
He's wonderful.
He had to pull his earbuds out to come up to me.
Well, he popped for the hotel.
Oh, he's awesome.
I'm reaping the benefits because I am the hero at home.
Hero.
It's going to be great. And we are very, very thrilled. And, you know, outside of that, the gift certificate for the dinner, I'm done. The birthday celebration is done, and it'll be her mom and her, and they'll be, you know, drinking their wine.
How'd the wine go over?
The wine, we didn't drink it last night. We're going to drink it tonight. So we're going to drink some. Daddy's going to have some of that.
He didn't drink it last night.
That's too good for me.
He's going to drink it tonight.
I'm going to drink as much as I can.
It's going to be delicious. It's going to be really good.
Is it a Cabernet, Arch?
It's a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Can we?
Hope it's got good tan.
Yes.
Did you ever have a stalker when you were on television?
You mean like doing TV commercials?
No, just in general for you. Like, did you ever have somebody you run into all the time? Because I can't
figure
out.
He wants you to be Arch.
I can't figure out how Rofo is running into Mac all the time.
You're fascinated by the fact that he drove by.
Because Rofo just got his license back, and the first thing he's doing is driving by.
Are you close to this store that he works at?
I live less than a mile away from the shopping center where it's at.
There's the answer. I'm happy with that answer.
But isn't it in the Pan Am shopping center?
Yeah, it is.
Deep in the Pan Am shopping center.
You have to walk to that store.
And it's a badly laid out parking lot.
Rofo, I will ask you the direct question.
Yes.
Are you doing a flyby just to see if you see Mac?
Well, here's the thing. My top two spots in that shopping center, there's a Safeway for the grocery store.
Okay.
That's
right.
The anchor of the
shopping
center.
And there's also a place with theatrical makeup.
Yeah. And
let me hold on, Mac.
Yes, please.
Is there a chance that outside of your house you had a red balloon tied to your mailbox? About midnight, you see Rofo at your window. I just want to see if he floats. Anyway, that's pretty timely, huh, with the It reference. So why do you go by there?
Well, the Micro Center is right between the Safeway and the McDonald's.
Is it your regular?
Okay.
Well, I was going to do a whole Safeway thing. If it's the McDonald's, there, of course, that's his diet.
But you have to walk out of the way. I've been to that Micro Center enough times. You could walk through the parking lot. You walk by to eyeball
it. Yeah, to be fair, it is a badly designed parking lot with several independent buildings within, and the Micro Center is an anchor store on one side of the L, and the Safeway is an anchor store
on the
other side.
But does the McDonald's have a drive-thru?
The McDonald's does not have a drive-thru.
What?
So have you been in the McDonald's for?
I have, but I'll do the move because it's just so close to my house.
Yes.
I'll drive up, I'll roll in, not much of a wait usually, and then I'll get it to go and then eat it in my car, do the maneuver.
That's the big
and
going,
then that's
big
how you
Duke's
watch
maneuver.
Him.
Well, no, I haven't done that.
Oh, okay, one
just
thing.
Sitting there like having a double.
But now you say that, that's a great idea. I will do the maneuver and live stream map.
Can you imagine? This is what I see. I see it at dusk, like maybe 7:30.
Yes.
And he's watching Mac. He's backlit because he's in the window.
Right.
And Rob slowly slurping on his shake.
So you think he's stalking you, Mac?
Yeah, because he said that the Micro Center is between McDonald's and Safeway. It's not. They're on Safeway's on one end, Micro Center on the other, McDonald's is in the middle in the parking lot.
Wish I had said that 2 minutes ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a
if
mystery.
If he's parking, though, he's watching you.
This is
right?
I've never yet parked and watched him, although it was a fascinating idea. I usually just do the drive-by, and I've actually had some electronic needs, and I don't want to go into the
like
Micro Center because I don't want to see Mac.
So you're trying to avoid direct contact.
Yeah.
But you're willing to do a stakeout for the show.
That's right.
Okay.
So you're using your windshield as like eclipse glasses.
Yeah, exactly.
Are we supposed to break and have Nikki or what do we do?
That would be the best thing to do.
Okay, then let me wrap this up.
All right.
So and by the way, this portion of Loser Theater has been brought to you by
Who is the winner in this scenario?
I don't know. I have any idea. But it's interesting that he still cares about Mac.
I think that's fascinating.
Cares or fears?
Fears,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hard to say.
It's really close to my house.
How did he get a job?
Yeah, and you know, really, don't you think when we've heard about your living situation, the enemy might lie within?
Well, you got to keep your enemies closer. And I do.
Yeah. All right, Diego, you want to weigh in on this at all? Any thoughts on this situation?
That's so weird, Fo. Why would you do that?
Okay, thanks. Thanks. Okay. Dan O'Brien, you want to tip that in? Okay.
Nope.
Okay, there
you
go.
That's it.
Smart boy.
That's enough of the interns today. I've had quite my fill. It is Friday, though. Fun Friday on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Are you having fun?
Oh, you bet your ass I am. But I'm going to have a lot of fun coming up because we are going to talk fantasy football. I'm going to bring up the NFL schedule. And we're going to get right to it with the man, the legend. You know him as Nicky Diamond, who really is one step above an intern himself.
That's true.
I'm sorry, one step below. We'll take a break and come back with Nicky Diamond on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Steve Bridges. Did you know that Steve has been on the air since 1965? That's nearly 100 years. He is a member of the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He got the nickname Captain Steve when he served at Pearl Harbor. Steve invented the phrase, the 10th caller wins. He wears glasses not for vision, but only to make himself look smarter. Steve played Mickey in the popular 1950s show Circus Boy. His cartoon-styled voice inspired the character of Joe Rocket. And he owns and operates the mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast home of the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009, which happens to be the best show on KCJJ. Thank you, Steve, and thank you, KCJJ. You are the best.
1630 KCJJ.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. Mm. Every time Carla cooks up some delicious food from Blue Apron, everybody is happy. She loves it. I love it. It's fun. It's easy for her. It's yummy for me and my son, and there's always something new. It is the better way to cook. For less than $10 per person per meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-proportioned ingredients so you can make delicious home-cooked meals in 40 minutes or less. Now, recipes don't repeat within a year, so you're never going to get bored. This is how you expand your culinary horizons, and you do it without having to do all the hard work. With no weekly commitment, you only get deliveries when you want them. How would you like some? Listen to this. Hope I get it right, because they also put those fancy ingredients
sure.
in there. Some summer vegetable and egg paninis with Calabrian?
Yes.
C-A-L-A-B-R-I-A-N. Calabrian? It's Minflangin spleening? Hey, Mo. Calabrian chili mayonnaise. And caprese salad. I know that one.
Yes.
Or garlic butter shrimp. Now, that's I can handle.
Oh, yeah.
Garlic butter shrimp. Dip it in garlic butter. Anyway.
What you eating? Grapes?
No. Garlic.
Hey,
best ad ever.
How about some garlic butter shrimp and corn with green bean salad and roasted purple tomatoes? Purple? How'd they get purple?
He only sees in black and white.
Don't you dare give me the purple one. You know I'm not normal. No, the food's to die for. Plus, Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook or they'll make it right. Check out this week's menu and get three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's get to the man himself. We got his bio in the mail. Nicky Diamond is a celebrated sports handicapper with a focus on fantasy football. He used to be on several national sports shows, radio and television, and was based in Las Vegas. Hi, Nicky. Hold on. I'm reading your bio. He now lives in Pahrump, Nevada. His keen insight is unmatched, and we are lucky to have him.
We are.
As a part of Team TMOS. And another great week in the NFL, Nicky, and another great visit by you. How are you?
Great, Mike. I detected some sarcasm when you were reading.
No, Nicky. No. Yeah, you know what, Nicky? You're going into is it his third season?
This is his third season.
His third season with us on the show. You know, you're developing quite a following. It's just, occasionally we have some discrepancies and some dilemmas, but
don't always see eye to eye.
Yeah, I mean, I root for you, Nicky. I root for you.
It's technically his second season, but the first season he was on probation.
Yeah, he's on double secret probation.
He just put his toe in.
Nikki, you're not having one of your down weeks, are you? I mean, are you doing okay? You sound like you're a little, you know, a little sad today. What's going on?
Well, I feel bad. I feel like I let you guys down last week, the listeners.
Why?
You know,
picks are horrible.
I know you're not really paying attention.
No, you got that one right.
they didn't exactly land.
Yeah, your Merle was off, wasn't it?
Well, that time of the month.
Nikki, not appropriate. Not appropriate. Come on. What are you doing?
I know. That's not class. I was thrown off, you know, the job and the roommates. And now I'm focused. It's week two where we're ready to start again, baby.
Nick, I forgot about his roommates. Yeah, remember, he's living with some college
school years.
And Nikki,
back in session.
Nikki, did you go out last night again?
I just got in. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's what it is.
7 in the morning.
I'm glad. I hope your living situation is fine. And, is there any particular reason why you chose to move in with college kids? I mean, obviously, financial necessity might have something to do with it, but why the co-eds?
I rented a room and I didn't quite read the fine print. Okay. So.
Oh. What was in the fine print that you missed?
Loud roommate. That was in the fine print.
Okay. He is an old man at heart.
He doesn't like that.
Nikki, what is your transportation situation? What is your transportation currently?
It's a Hyundai Sonata 2004.
2000 what?
2004, yeah, solid.
Yeah.
It's a good year for it.
How's the...
one of the older model, late model.
How's the sheet metal on it? How's the body holding up?
It's a looker of character, Mike.
It's got a patina.
That's wonderful.
Nikki, back to zero, my friend. How are you going to win this week?
Well, we're going to win this week by getting back to the basics, by making strong, reliable picks, by doing things that my good friends at the Mattress Clearance Center Arena.
No.
You didn't even try to clear that one.
Hold on. Did you say the Mattress Clearance Center of Reno?
Yeah, it's over there on Longley Lane.
Okay, you know, listen, Nikki, you realize the way this business works, we can't, I mean, now...
No,
I mean,
definitely, that's a conflict.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a big conflict.
Listen, when I allowed Pawn World, I thought that we would allow Pawn World because you have... But now it's out there. I can't get that back. No. I can't edit that in post.
You're right.
And we can't do that.
At Sleepwell Arena.
Rob, did you reach out to him and tell him that if he makes arrangements, we can contact the sponsor and perhaps work something out if they're right? And he's making side deals. What are you?
Hold on.
You know what? No, I'm getting pissed off again.
All right.
I'm sorry. How much money are they actually paying you to mention that on my show? I'm just curious, Nikki. Can you share that with me? Can you let me know what your deal is, please? Because this happens every goddamn week.
It's a deal, Wade.
Yeah, what's your deal, Nick?
I slept there last night.
You didn't sleep. Hold on. You didn't sleep inside a retail mattress store, did you?
You get to drinking. You don't want to go home. And,
What did you break? Yeah, we had
audible.
The last time, hold on. The last time I checked, mattress stores were not open 24 hours. What did you do? Break in?
Hotel. You know people who works there.
Oh, he knows.
When
people.
I was drinking buddies. When I was drinking buddies.
Let's get to the picks. He's still drunk. He's still drunk, ladies and gentlemen. Nikki Diamond, let's get right to it. Just lay your picks out there because I'm frustrated.
1 o'clock
once again.
Games, 4 o'clock games. What do we got?
Well, I mean, I think the couple of the big games, the Chiefs and the Eagles, I think both teams that won last week, I look for that to be a game that's really going to decide if these two teams are for real.
Power through it, Nikki. Power through it. Here we go.
Okay. Trust me. I know how to power through things.
I understand.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know what? Let's get going with our Merle. Once again, this is called the Merle because it's a sure thing.
The Merle.
The Merle.
Nikki's version of a sure thing. What is the Merle, Nikki? Give us the Merle.
The Chargers are now in L.A., and this is their first home game. They played last week. They lost to Denver. They're playing the Miami Dolphins, who were off last week because of the hurricane. I feel like the Chargers have got a week under their belt, just like I last week, and they're going to come back strong. They're giving 3.5 points. They're going to win going away. The Chargers, the Merle, it's the sure thing. Put it in the picture of the father, Katie.
Thank you, Nikki. Nikki Diamond, ladies and gentlemen. That's week's Merle. Dude, am I missing something?
No,
or can
no,
we move
you're
on?
Absolutely fine.
I'm not telling you fantasy pick of the week. The draft ad. Have you been to that website? It's amazing. It's
all right, we got to move on. Nikki, thank you.
PlayDraft.com.
PlayDraft.com. thank you. PlayDraft.
Light him up.
PlayDraft.com. Light him up.
I can almost right, hang up on through him. The phone.
Jeez. Oh, he's all over the place. I didn't.
We got to wrangle him.
He slept in a mattress store.
And
that would happen.
And he just mentioned it. And, Reno is pretty far from Pahrump.
I don't understand. I'll never understand.
I had a friend at WVU that ran. Blimpies.
Great sandwich shop.
And it was on High Street,
uh-huh.
which was where all the bars were.
Right.
And he definitely slept there a few times.
There
oh,
you
at
go.
Blimpies?
Yes.
Yeah. No, Diamond. When I worked at the furniture store, no
for
one
Micah
ever,
Bench.
No one ever slept at the furniture store.
Shout out to Merle. Sorry, Merle. Nikki brings that name to us. We know one Merle.
The sure thing. Yeah.
I think they're friends.
They're friends. Very good.
They met at the improv.
The improv.
We don't need to break.
We don't need to break?
No.
Oh, okay. Well thought out. That's
no,
what I
no.
thought we didn't need
he
to do.
He needed to go.
He needed
to go.
Okay.
Like, so. Literally, when he's hungover, his one tell at the beginning is...
Oh, my God. We've got the entire... Is this the whole thing? We've got that. We're set. Wait a minute. Let me double check.
He front loads his own ads.
Right.
That's his tell. If you're at home wondering when mm-hmm. Nikki Diamond is just obliterated from the night before,
right.
he front loads
Nikki
his
Diamond
own ads.
Nikki Diamond threw me out of my rhythm right there.
He has that skill.
He has the way to do it.
Skill set.
Yeah. All I'm thinking about is my power coming on right now. That's all
it's
I care
okay,
about.
It's okay, man.
Yeah. Hey, someone if you don't get your me. Power, you can always sleep at a mattress store.
Let me update you with my text message that I got from Mrs. O'Meara a little earlier
Please.
Today.
Oh, is she up?
Yes, 9 a.m. I got this
nice.
Today. 9
You're
a.m.
at work already.
Hey, sweetie, this is an update from Carmen an hour ago. The guard... At the rest home said that
Boy Soldier.
FPL, that's Florida Power and Light, was here at 3 a.m. I guess the guard also said a big tree fell and destroyed the grid. Now, when you say grid isn't grid the whole
yeah, the whole
nation
system.
Or the state or
yeah.
something like that.
Was it a sequoia?
I'm... I think the grid. I think maybe a power station that was feeding our particular community.
Sure.
Right?
It would have to be.
Is that what it is?
I would think the power station.
Let me check my Nest Cam and see if it's
there.
Still
has
on.
To be a small grid within the senior living community.
To be
right?
fair, I've been to your neighborhood, and
your camera is still offline.
And the guy who runs your front office, maybe it's a different guy now. This was a few years ago.
The front office or the front gate?
The gate.
The gate.
Hey, the guy's great. Ron is great. Ron is my man.
There
I like
was
Ron.
No security when we drove through.
No.
What do you mean? There's total security. Come on now. All right.
He was a big one for waving us through, as I recall.
Hi.
Come on in.
Oh my God.
Probably recognize his car.
Could be.
Right?
Could be, yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm looking forward to it. I didn't need the added fun, and nobody warned me that when you park here in downtown D.C., mm-hmm. that periodically law enforcement comes by and lays a $250 ticket
Man.
On everybody's car. How many times have you gotten that? Have you all received those
Over
tickets?
Over the years... I've gotten zero tickets.
I've never gotten a
Pony,
ticket.
Pony, you got one yesterday. Is this the second one you've gotten, the third one?
No, this is my first one.
Oh,
and
so I brought the luck. Yay, yeah. lucky me. I get to come into D.C. on the day that the cop decides to hand out $250
well,
tickets.
Well, we're coming off a strong streak
yeah.
of it a couple months ago where mm-hmm. none of us were parking over there because they were really... I believe
but, okay.
Dan O'Brien got nabbed.
So how did you find out that you're not to park over there when I found out by getting a $250 ticket.
The hard way.
Found out the hard way.
I'm not getting answers here.
No, do you remember?
I'm not getting answers here.
You were part of it. It was between a regular and a bonus show.
Right.
And some intern came in breathless and said, they're handing out tickets on the parking deck. And we all, like a cluster.
Sorry, like roaches.
Yeah, we went and got out there. And I believe they got Dan O'Brien that day.
Okay, yesterday I get into my car. I'm
Tired.
Zipping home and I'm on the parkway
mm-hmm.
and I look and I see there's a little something flapping there. Didn't really think twice about it, and then the thing completely blows
mm-hmm.
off
mm-hmm.
and then I hear Pony come in, or you texted, right, that they're ticketing.
You
so you got one.
Yeah, I definitely
you got
did.
Burned
$250
and I was parked next
non-negotiable?
To him.
It's
non-negotiable.
Not like
No, this isn't like a flea market. You just got to pay it.
You can't barter it.
Yeah. So do
it's
they
not like the open market in Raiders?
So do you think the cop swings through and then takes a little break and then swings through again and then plants the ticket on there?
I think that he looks for cars that are suspect. And, Pony's got the big
Oscar
whale.
Said to me mm-hmm. that I RJ'd my car, so that's why that happened. That
Come
I
give me a
in.
Ticket.
You think
Three less steps to walk around the front.
I was wondering if you
because
might want to give me
$250.
I mean, it screams, I'm here for business,
really?
Not CVS.
Yeah, okay. Or Starbucks.
Or Starbucks.
You know, technically, yesterday when I parked
it
the car.
It looked like a car dealership yesterday. There were 3-4 cars backed in. I was like, these a-holes.
Wait, you don't think, well, you never told me before the fact that I shouldn't back my car in.
Because I don't know anybody that backs in except for you. You're the only person in my circle of friends.
I told you I back in because when I'm pulling out, if there happens to be another car coming, that avoids a total cluster. I was not doing it because I'm a complete self-absorbed dullard. I'm doing it because I want to back the car in so I can, you know, negotiate out of the parking lot with as little fuss and muss as possible for others.
I do believe, in retrospect, that backing in might have been a bad idea, but before that, there's no reason to think it would be.
I'm a refugee. No. Did I mention that? I'm a refugee from Florida, and I got a $250 fine. The problem is I can't fight it because I can't find it because it blew off the car. I didn't notice it until I was going 70 miles an hour on the George Washington Parkway.
Why don't you send an intern down to the scenic overlook and see if they can't find that ticket?
I know. What I have to do is I have to
go to the website.
I have to find out Pony's information so I can know what's going on.
If you go to the website and put your tag in, it'll pop up. You'll say, all right. And then you can write in if you'd like to fight the ticket.
Get me Mark DiCio on the phone. We're going to fight this. We're going to fight this.
Pony, how are you going to handle this? You live paycheck to paycheck. What anime doll are you not going to buy this week?
Well, I wasn't going to buy any. I'm just going to pay the ticket and suck it up.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Probably be late on a bill or something. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
I know this is sensitive to Oscar because Oscar deals with this landlord here. Is there any type of consideration for people that are tenants of a building that live in a community to park somewhere? I know I'm asking a rhetorical question.
It's $11. It's a deal across the street.
And if you go a block and a half up, it's $10.
Yeah, and if you go down the street, it's $20.
Okay. I would like to start.
So that's just the reality.
Yeah, $11
That's the reality of working in the city. Why are you handing Pony a single?
Because the Kickstarter must begin today.
No, I want a Kickstarter for him to all pay right. his.
It starts with $1.
Survive.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. So you can add to your wall of Japanese women in skirts.
Yes, porcelain doll.
Porcelain doll women in skirts.
It's not cheap to buy porcelain and lotion.
Okay, see, it all, lotion. Again, lotion.
He's got some always, sort of kink, I'm telling you.
Like his father has a kink, too.
You know who really got burned? Diego, of all people.
What happened to him?
He got a ticket as
Diego.
Well. It's rough, right?
You know, on the scale of jobs, and believe me, I'm all about first responders. I'm all about the men in blue. I'm all about people that take care of us. They're the ones that pull our fat out of the fire more than we even know. Mm-hmm. But that particular area of law enforcement, I'm sorry. How can you look at yourself in the mirror when you're just the hard working? It's the same thing when I get back to Aspern and I'm getting off the exit and I see somebody that's pulled over like right before the exit that I take, which is like they've slayed the dragon. They've battled the 3 hours in and the 2 hours out, and there they are, the cherry on their sundae of droning away, of going into the beehive to service the frickin' queen, and there's the man in blue at the end of the day going, hey, I hope you enjoy your evening. I'm pulling you over for speeding. It's crap. Yep. It's crapola.
Route 28. Boy, they generate a lot of money.
It's just another tax.
It's another tax. It's the man. And by the way,
big government.
This is the... can I mention one thing? I didn't even write this down, but this is great. I'm glad it jogged my memory. I figured out what the industry is out in Burning Ass.
What?
What's that?
The industry is data storage.
That's all they're building out there is
data storage.
Yeah.
And there are these massive, massive buildings with no windows. Yeah. And now
most of the data they're storing is the info on speeding tickets.
Got to keep it cool.
Now stop being doing the shit. You see those buildings
because
you live out there.
Absolutely.
My question to you is, I thought, like, this is my stupid way of thinking it. Computer storage is like up there in the ether, in the cloud.
Literally in the cloud.
But if you look at these buildings, I said, what are they putting it in, manila folders?
Barrels.
Why do these buildings have to be so big? It's a legitimate question. Why do the buildings have
to
be so big?
You really thought there was like a data cloud?
No, I didn't know there was a data cloud. I didn't know that you need that much. What are they doing? Is that all like computers that are inside there? Is that what it is?
Do you know how this room changes temperature from time to time?
Yeah.
Quickly, right?
Yeah.
It's because, and we have one server underneath this console here.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
They have a server farms that essentially take windmills, like the windmills that you see out on the hills of the countryside of Virginia,
really?
To cool them down.
Really?
Yes.
So, I mean, do they have like just big
backups of data?
Just big computers that have
huge
millions
rooms.
And billions and billions of pieces of data.
Wi-Fi?
Well, if they're smart, they're air gapped, so you can't actually get in
here's
there.
Here's the weird thing, though. You've got these tiny little office buildings. I saw this door, this little doorway going into this behemoth. It really looks like something futuristic. If you ever want to go take a tour of the future, drive to Ashburn.
That's you know, right. We have listeners that work at those data centers.
I'd love
to
know.
And they give you tours.
I'd love to know what
time?
It's like. No,
I can connect you.
No, that's your thing. You know, really.
Hey, Mike, let's do it. Let's do it for like 6 hours on Saturday.
No.
I'll meet you there.
But I am curious. I'm fascinated. When I saw this big sign that said data center, and then I said, okay, that's what it is. It almost looks like nuclear power plants out there. Mm-hmm. That must be the cooling that you're talking about.
They got to keep it cool. Yeah. They got a lot of computing power. It's a lot of heat. Got to keep it cool so they don't melt down.
AOL is based out there, too.
Well, I mean,
it's actually Verizon now. Around?
Whatever.
But the data storage, and correct me if I'm wrong, a small number of human beings and a large number of machines. Am I right? That's it. Because if you're putting human beings where all those windowless buildings are, that's kind of a tough way.
They get vitamin D shots every week.
You know, I picture that inside they're all wearing like special
like Mr. Robot.
Space age uniforms. Like, welcome to the data center.
Like Willy Wonka when he does the TV experiment and they're all dressed in white like that.
Yeah, they're all dressed in white and you walk in there and go, don't touch the data. It's just a strange...
Don't touch the data!
But I mean that, you wonder why the traffic's what it is. It's like they're building these things, like 5 million of them all out there. It's kind of crazy.
They're regional for the most part. The big ones are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've got your Amazon Web Services, you've got your Google, and you have your regional data centers. If I'm not mistaken, they have backups now for the backups.
Right.
Like, sure. There's a business in backing up your backup.
It's pretty fascinating. It's pretty fascinating. But all I know, my story of Ashburn yesterday, I went to the Blue Ridge Grill.
Oh,
and they served
you.
Me a crab cake with sesame seeds on the bun. No, no.
Oh, is that a faux pas?
What's that?
Well, I don't know if that's a faux pas.
You know, it's just, I can't have the sesame seeds. Kind of wreak havoc with the digestive system.
Other than that, how was your meal? Because I like that joint.
Oh, it was tasty. I enjoyed every second of it.
Did they leave
wonderful.
The key for you?
I met my wife at the home. At the apartment.
Boom! Sounds like your care facility.
At Data Terrace. Big Data Terrace.
Mike's like a latchkey kid, but he's 58.
Right. Thank you. It's exactly what I'm doing. Get me out of here. We'll take a break.
Elder
and come
abuse.
Back. Are you ready? We have an Oscars take this week that I have not prepped you on. Let me tell you why. I don't need to, because it wrote itself today.
Please.
Nice.
Almost all of the Oscars take items truly, truly apply to you.
Ready,
I'm very excited.
Freddy.
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun. Now I'm on time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. This is the Mike O'Bara Show. We'll be right back.
Tony and Gary.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tony Perkins.
Hey, I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of our show, Arch Campbell.
When I was in television, we made a lot of money. Yeah. We were on the fee system, and this is true. If you got a story and it went on the syndication feed, you got $37.50. You did something for programming, you got $25. If you called into NBC radios, that was $18.75. It was the fee system, wow. And I loved it, but I kind of pushed it a little hard. One night, I went home, and I wanted a snack. So I went into the kitchen. When I opened the refrigerator door, the light came on, and I did a minute and a half.
The Tony Perkins Show.
He's my favorite part of this week's show.
How much fun was that show? Was he a blast?
Oh, he's the best.
He's like an old veteran, Rofo. That's a good show, the Tony Perkins Show. Say hi to those guys for me. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon.
And Amazon.
I'm spinning
a tall week. Lady's in here with a check. Here.
We are a society that craves variety. We love the different, the intriguing, the unexpected. So be delightfully different.
Yes.
Like David Massenda. Listen to the wide variety of things he purchased at Amazon.com through our website. 50 pounds of wood chips.
Nice.
28 pairs of Elmo underwear.
Oh.
A wading pool. It's kind of an interesting time of year for a wading pool.
Yeah.
Equipment for cornholing.
Mm.
What, like the game?
I mean, he was vague.
Meat shredding tools. You sure this guy? Somebody want to call
somebody
the cops?
FBI.
FBI funnier. A flag. David Massenda. A spare camera battery. And blue dog poop bags.
Now, another thing that's vague, I don't know if the bags are blue or the dog is blue. Or the poop.
You see, Amazon really does sell everything. And David, I want to party with you.
It's like a doggy daycare.
Check out Amazon, please, via TMOS. Use the app. Go through our website. Now go spend money, and we thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. I would like to remind everyone that the views and opinions expressed on Oscar's Take are
his
and his alone, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its sponsors, its listeners, or any other right-thinking Americans in the city of the United States. Bet you didn't think I memorized that, but I do.
Nice.
How about that? Pretty good. And now, without further ado, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take!
Oscar, today is the beginning of Hispanic Heritage Month.
Ooh, nice.
I don't even have my tree up yet.
For those of you that don't know, each year Americans observe National Hispanic Heritage Month from September 15th to October 15th by celebrating the histories, cultures, and contributions of American citizens whose ancestors come from Spain, es Mexico, es the Caribbean, and as Central and as South America.
That's spicy meatball. Gentlemen, let me tell you this. First off, we messed up, and I'm sorry, we're always late. The fact that our month starts 15 days late makes no sense.
It's like a mortgage.
But it does, because it's Latin people time, and we're always doing it wrong.
Yeah,
all right?
It is kind of strange that it's a heritage month, but it starts in the middle of one month and goes to the middle of the next. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, they meant well, but they got stuck in traffic. All right?
That's all you need on that one. Anything more on that?
No, that's all I got.
That's good stuff. Thank you. Don't want to mess with that one. Oscar, a new study out of Southern Methodist University in Texas and Florida State University found that relationships are more successful if it's an attractive woman paired up with a less attractive guy. Hello, everybody in this room.
Exactly. King of Queens.
The researchers found both people are happier that way. The women are happier because the uglier guys are more likely than good-looking guys to give gifts, do extra housework, and really give their full effort in the boudoir. Hey, Mo. And the men are happier because, well, you know, they got a hot wife. Researchers found that when things were the other way around and there was a husband who was more attractive than his wife, it led to big problems.
Oh, no.
Especially for the women. Those guys were less likely to do them favors, give them gifts, and make them insecure. They made them insecure to the point where they were more likely to obsess over exercise and diet.
Case in point, gentlemen, Fergie announced their separation yesterday, and Josh Duhamel.
Yes.
Right? He's clearly hotter than she is.
Yeah.
He's moved on. And if you look at their track record, again, better looking guy. The girl, she's all right, but she's not as dreamy as he is.
Yes. Let me ask you this. I'm going to interrupt you here. Do you think, though, like a guy like that, the matinee idol look guy, the only thing he can do is find a comparable hot woman, so he's always going to be kind of in that situation. I mean, it's really rare that you see the turbo Ken doll guy with a woman. She'd have to be the most beautiful woman in the world, right?
But I agree with you.
Okay.
But this only works if the girl stays hotter.
Mm-hmm.
If you roly-polies remember when you were thin and trim and running on that treadmill.
No uggos.
No uggos.
No fatties.
How your man treated you and how things changed after the baby came the puppy came.
That's right. Send the
keep
letters
it tight, ladies.
And also, Oscar.
Send the letters to Oscar, please.
Remember, there's always the wall. They're always headed for the wall.
You get what you want if you work for it.
And hey, that's not a Hispanic Heritage Month thing with the wall. You know, don't get too sensitive there.
No. Pink Floyd.
Making Oscars Take great again.
All right. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, it's not enough for you to eat and drink pumpkin spice everything anymore. Now, companies are even going after your pets, and you have a brand new dog, Santos. The company that makes the Greenies dog treats.
Oh my God, Linus loves them.
Just released, pumpkin spice flavored dog treats.
Really?
You can get them at PetSmart, or you can avoid them and try to stop this incredible madness. What's your take on this, Oscar?
We're better than this, people. Look, we've talked about this for some time. They find a flavor and they shove it down our throats. Say no. And your dog's throats now.
Yeah.
It's enough, right? Mm-hmm. By the way, take down the prices of these dog treats. Seriously.
Yeah.
They cost more than candy bars.
Yeah.
And your dog doesn't care. He'll eat anything, including the carpet.
And you know what? Guy does. Two greenies will give Linus the runs. Wicked runs.
Greenies.
One greenie a day.
Yeah.
That's
it. And don't feed your dog the blue meanies.
Glob!
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 You're listening to Oscar's Glove.
Oscar's Glove.
Oscar, if you were an 80s kid, which you were, you know, or do you, about Jolt Cola?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. I love Jolt. Yeah, absolutely.
It was the soda with so much caffeine that a friend of yours swore they heard about a kid two towns over who died from drinking it. I remember all these stories. That's back in the go-go 80s when I was a hot rocking DJ.
Hey, man.
Hey, fuck your county schools. Don't go in 2 hours late today, Jolt Cola.
It had a lightning bolt on the can.
Yeah, that's right. I remember
it. You're right.
Well, in these hardcore nostalgic times, Jolt thinks it can claim a spot in the market again. So it's making its triumphant return next Thursday exclusively at Dollar General stores.
Hey!
Not Family Dollar, no. Dollar General.
Family Dollar. Extra caffeine.
A 16-ounce can will cost you $1. If they keep their same caffeine content, each 16-ounce can will have 191 milligrams of caffeine.
What's in the bag, my brother?
Which is roughly the same as the major energy drinks that Rofo's chowing down on.
DayQuil, cold, and flu liquid.
That's more than soda, but less than coffee. So Jolt Cola's
okay.
I have mixed emotions on this, gentlemen, because we had a teenager that died of a caffeine overdose just a few months ago. We talked about it here on the program, right? But I love things retro, especially when they're on the shelf of any convenience store, right? Now, if this was in CVS or Rite Aid, I'd definitely make the trek for some Jolt.
Yeah.
If I got to go to the Dollar General, I don't even know where there is one unless, if I'm not mistaken, I think there might be one in Manassas. Probably one in Manassas, right?
What, a dollar store? Yeah. Every single one of them is in Manassas.
Wasn't he responsible?
Probably two, or maybe three.
Three.
He was key in some World War II victories, wasn't he?
Who's that?
The Dollar General.
All right, everybody. Straighten up and fly ride. Yeah, I'm the Dollar General. Yeah. You got change for a 20? There you go. Dollar
Since
General.
We're in the big city and we don't have them close to us, send Jolt Cola to the studio, please.
Mail it.
Yes, mail it.
Hey, he's coming in right now.
Hey, look who it is.
Who is it, Rob?
Hey, everybody. It's Dollar General.
How y'all doing today? I think I'm going to get a plastic toy for my family. That's right, the Dollar General. Thank you. Might get items. And finally, you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, finally, a new survey asked people for the real secret reasons they've broken up with someone. Mm. And here are the top four. You can comment on all
Please.
Or none. Number four, they weren't funny enough.
16%. Girls aren't really that funny.
Yeah,
so
some are.
Unless you're high bar, you got a high bar. I have a low bar.
That's hit one for me because I really do have to agree. Sorry, that's terrible. No, we've got so many female listeners that are hysterically funny.
And Carrie,
but we're not dating
Carrie
them.
Is funny.
Carrie is funny.
We're
she
not,
is funny.
So
you mean
we're
it,
not
right?
dating them?
Yes, this is true.
Yeah.
Number three, you
we'll
were
talk.
Much. These are the real secret reasons you've broken up with someone. These are the secret. You are much better looking than them, 18%. Have you ever broken up with somebody that you thought you were better looking than?
Look, yes, I have. Like, I remember being at a bar once in Arizona, and one of my roommate's girlfriends came over. She goes, and she says, "You could do better than that." And I said,
"Yep.
Again, you're right."
There you go. Bye bye.
You know what? This
was a lot smoother than that, but it really shook me to the core.
Play
I
this
said,
in
I can
reverse.
Do better than that.
If there's a reverse misogyny of you can do better than that, yeah,
it's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
But
what
after
to
Oscar heard that,
and she was smoking
was
hot, which I thought she was trying to tell me she could, I could do her.
Yeah,
that wasn't the case.
Was she funny?
No.
The
yeah.
last two are you were too good for them, and they weren't smart enough. Those are the last two.
Smart enough's a big deal because women can be smart. Mm-hmm. Listen up, ladies.
What's that?
Hit the thing again. Come on.
I wanted to see his follow-up.
Jeez.
This is why Google is getting sued. They should pay them just as much as they do the men. Right?
Them. Pay them.
People. Those people.
Yeah, over there.
You keep working hard, ladies. You'll break that ceiling eventually.
There you go. Didn't happen in the election. Anyway, hey, thank you very much. That's Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, speaking of the election, programming note, on Monday's show, we are going to have a really, really interesting conversation with a lady that was the face of the media and specifically the confrontation that Trump had with the media. Katie Tour is going to be here talking about her book, Unbelievable.
Getting rave reviews.
Which is truly a special book about the lady who, you know, Trump singled out on multiple occasions at those rallies.
Yeah.
And her life, it's an amazing insight into what it's like to be on the road with a presidential campaign, everything that involves. And it's a great, great read. I swear to God, if I consumed literature
like I consume this book, I may have had a better grade point average at American University.
So sad.
Katie Tour joins us on Monday's show. We'll take a break. We will come back, and do you have any little sounds for us?
Yeah, but they're funny, but girls won't laugh because they don't have senses of humor.
Oh. No.
I didn't say that.
How about him championing
yeah,
the fairer sex?
Yeah, I just said they're not that funny.
They can be funny.
So, as Rob calls them, the funnier sex. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault right after this.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
So are we going to play a game or what?
Yes, we are, Mike. The game is called Cards. Cards Against Humanity.
It's like a board game you buy in the store, right?
It's not a board game. It's a card game.
A card game.
And what will happen is everyone will get 5 white cards, okay?
Do we have to write anything down?
You don't.
All right, so the object of Cards Against Humanity is to fill in the blank.
Right.
Introducing Extreme Baseball. It's like baseball, but with bisexuality.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, there we go. Okay, introducing Extreme Baseball. I'm having fun. Introducing
thank you.
Extreme Baseball. It's like baseball, but with a crucifixion.
Oh, boy. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can
show.
Play that promo for Felice.
Hey, stop it. You're just jealous.
I am.
Hey, we've been telling you about the Quip toothbrush. It's really so very, very cool. A brand new product. You know how really good oral health impacts your general
sure.
health. It's very true. But most of us don't do it properly. We don't brush our teeth properly. But you can start brushing better today. Introducing Quip, our wonderful new sponsor. Love this product. The new company, Quip, that's refreshing the way people brush their teeth. Quip is an electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra slim design. I love, love, love this product. And it's half the cost of bulkier toothbrushes. Quip is sleek. It is elegant. Imagine if Apple designed it. You know, for somebody like me, I've been on the road a lot, been traveling. What a wonderful product this is. And it's backed by leading dentists. And it was named as one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2016. It looks great. It's packaged great. It's got a great travel case.
Great.
And it's going to give you better oral help. They want won a 2016 GQ Grooming Award and made it on Oprah's 2017 New Year's O-List. Best of all, Quip starts at just $25. That is a great deal. The Dollar General would love that. And you can subscribe for...
He craves a bargain.
...for new brush heads. He loves this. Let's bring him in. All right.
Hey, look, it's the Dollar General.
Nothing quite like a toothbrush that's $25 instead of those rip-off big ones, the big bulky ones. This is an electric toothbrush that'll knock you in the socks. Thank you, General.
Dollar General, everybody. Great American.
All right, I'm going to get confused. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. You heard right. Your first refill pack is free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's getquip.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. It will be love at first brush. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Friday, Sept. 15, 2017.
The Ides of September.
Ah, that's right. The Ides of September, yeah. And Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yeah, it starts on the 15th, as you know.
Amen.
I can't believe no one in my heritage figured that out. We're late.
You mean that it's 15
yeah.
days?
Well, are they using like the Mayan calendar, maybe?
The sun funny. Told him to do it.
That's funny.
The sun god.
Spotlight on Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
They got within one strike of losing last night.
Oh, they set the major league record?
But they came back and won it in 10.
I am so out of
sorts. Win number 22 against the Royals.
Here it comes. A swing and a drive to deep right, down the line, base hit, into the corner, around third.
Love
coming
this guy.
Home, Ramirez. It's a game winner for Jay Bruce. And history marches on.
That is play-by-play nice. The way it ought to be done.
Exciting. And what do I love, you say something that is so true. It's good for baseball.
It's great for baseball, and that guy sounds like a little Harry Carey-ish, and he's not the guy's the
no, 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 no.
God, the Red Sox guy, Dan O'Brien. Oh, my God.
Our Dan O'Brien.
Not
Dave
our Dan O'Brien.
O'Brien. Dave O'Brien. No. Dan O'Brien
yeah,
is
yeah,
our
it's
intern.
Three strikes in a row, and I appreciate that.
I didn't. No, they fired Don Orsillo, the play-by-play guy, but that guy's better than all of them. I love
Very
that
cool.
guy.
So where they stand right now, they've won 22 in a row. That is an American League record. However, in 1916, the Giants had a 26-game run, including one tie. So if they can go past 26, it'll be uncontested the greatest run ever.
Why are they calling it the major league record if the Giants had it?
Well, the tie, it throws it off. There was a tie game in that 26.
Oh, okay.
So it's an asterisk record right now.
All right. The Giants record or the Cleveland record?
I guess the Cleveland record is asterisk because technically the 1916 Giants, but it was
baseball's very statistic heavy.
It's a very different game in 1916.
That's still very, very cool. And for the fans of Cleveland, they've had a good couple of sports years, haven't they?
Leave it to baseball to muck it up.
Yeah, really. Yeah,
right.
Really.
Yeah, but here's the one with the asterisk that we have right
Remember
there.
When Ward and Harding was president?
Was this the San Francisco Giants that had the run?
Let's see.
What team did Hornets Wagner play on?
1916 Giants is all it says.
I'm with Cleveland. This is a modern-day record. This is the Major League Baseball record. Keep going, Cleveland. Make it 30.
And
that'd
bring back
fun.
The Roys.
That's right. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Put Alan Freed back in it.
Bring
jerk.
Back Jose Canseco with his big shoulders and little balls. Yeah, there you go.
He's wearing a kilt. There is a YouTuber named Kyle Hansen, and he has a YouTube show called Awesome Hardware, and he was doing a thing with a corked bottle of beer. You know how some microbrews have corks instead of caps,
like on growlers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And he was holding it up to his face, saying that it would be fun to play Russian roulette to see when the cork would pop out and hit you in the eye.
There's got
to
be a game where like everyone slowly loosens the cap, the little cork here, and then puts it right up to their eye, you know? It's like Russian roulette, but with bottles. Ah! Oh, my
that
God!
That sounded nasty.
Oh!
If he had not been wearing glasses, he would be having a glass eye today.
Did he shake the growler first?
I don't know, but it looked like a porn film the way it opened up.
We gotta try that experiment sometime with the eye. Get Mac in here. All right. Should be fun.
No, let's have Mac do it in the window of Micro Center.
When Rofo's driving by.
He's on his phone all the time.
All he does is text.
That's a lie. Did you know?
We got a real feud going on here.
That's a lie.
What is that?
That's the daughter from Mommy Dearest.
Oh, that's right.
That's a lie.
When she's older.
Yes.
Is there any better rock and roll marketer than Gene Simmons?
No.
I can't believe he's still alive.
The main guy. He's fantastic.
And I really thought the Kiss coffin was going to be the end of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, Buffalo Breath.
Really?
There's a new Gene Simmons box set.
For the past 3 years, I've been working on something.
Here's Jackie Mason. No, it's Gene Simmons. I'm sorry.
For the past three years, I've been working on something that I've wanted to share with you my entire life. It's called The Vault. It's 150-plus never-before-released songs I've written spanning 50 years, going all the way back to when I was 14 years old, all the way to some of the songs that became Kiss classics. It's finally ready to bring to you.
Wait.
Yeah, that's right. I said to bring to you because what I'm going to be doing is something that's never been done before by any artist or band. I'm going to hand deliver the Vault box set to you and to fans like you around the world.
Oh, how much?
I also wanted you to have really cool stuff. An exclusive Gene Simmons action figure. An In Gene We Trust medallion. A beautiful full-color book packed with photos from my personal archives and my stories behind the songs.
Oh,
a very special surprise item from me to you. You're not going to believe the things we found. The Vault.
How much would you pay?
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Is he really going to come to a home?
Everyone's home that buys it.
Realistically, how much do you think he's charging?
It's got to be, there got to be a lot of zeros if Gene Simmons is showing up.
Yeah.
Can I guess
so the number? I think we're talking in the thousands.
Okay.
All right. But I just have to, what do you think?
I'm this egomaniac, out of touch egomaniac.
And greedy guy. Yeah, he wants the box.
Yeah, he wants the cash.
I'm going to say it's $100,000.
I'm going to say it's in the tens of thousands of dollars.
$50,000.
Oh, what a whore. What a whore.
And he's essentially setting himself up for appearances.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
An appearance fee.
But what I love is that when he lists all the garbage that's in it, he says, plus something really special, which he might as well just say, and some crap we haven't decided on yet.
$50,000. And I bet you there's a rider with all that.
Hey. Oh, sure.
That will be an automatic. I guarantee you can book him to talk about it.
Mike, he's outside now.
Tell him we'll pay him in Bitcoin.
Here he comes right in.
For $50,000, I will come to your house, and I will also, anyone over the age of 21, I will have sex with. Thank you. Goodbye.
I'm glad you brought up sex, yeah. Mike.
See if you can book Gene Simmons.
I will. Please. And because there is new news in the world of sex robots.
Oh.
Now there are talking sex robots.
Pony!
I'm listening. I'm listening.
Let's close with this.
A company in California will unveil the world's first talking sex robot in January. Because that's what people who buy sex robots want. Follow-up questions. Welcome to Have a Human Girlfriend.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Everybody, have a great weekend.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rive with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. And don't
forget, Tuesday
is the mailbag this next week that we have in front of us. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Yeah, I got you. One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.